Are you having trouble getting and staying to sleep? Well, let me tell you are certainly not alone. People from this province are amongst the biggest users of sleeping pills. Safer Meds NL is working to reduce the number of potentially harmful medications we use and is now focused on sleeping pills. Kelda Newport is a pharmacist and coordinator of Safer Meds NL. She joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess first off, how big of a problem is the use of sleeping pills in this province?
Well, it's a really great question. We certainly do have a high use of sleeping pills in our province and certainly compared to the rest of Canada. About one quarter of seniors in our province do take a sleeping pill regularly. And so when you think about the fact that sleeping pills are only meant to be short-term use only, we do or recognize that there could be a problem when one quarter of seniors do take a sleeping pill regularly.
So what kind of harm can they cause?
In the short term, sleeping pills, can provide a little bit of benefit for a few weeks, but over time, that benefit wears off and then the harms do remain. So they can lead to things like memory and concentration problems, an increased risk of falls and fractures, can cause people to feel tired during the day, and also can cause people actually to have the same risk of having a car crash if you take a pill the night before as if you were to drive over the blood alcohol limit, which is something that's quite surprising to a lot of people and eye-opening. So there certainly are some serious cons associated with sleeping pills that we're just trying to raise awareness around and, raise awareness about asking questions about your medications and, are you susceptible to some of those cons and harms.
Do people often stay on sleeping pills for too long?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do see that people do stay on sleeping pills for longer than what would be recommended or necessary. Like I mentioned earlier, there really is only short-term benefit. After a few weeks, their effects and benefits wear off, but then the harms remain. So we are seeing people staying on sleeping pills longer than necessary. And again, it just comes back to the importance of asking questions about our medications and, continuously speaking with our pharmacist, doctor, or nurse about whether or not, the sleeping pills are still benefiting us or are they now causing us more harm than good.
And who is likely to be using sleeping pills and why?
So, there's a whole lot of different reasons why somebody might be taking a sleeping pill, what's causing them to feel they need to take a sleeping pill. Insomnia or trouble sleeping is certainly a common problem. People have trouble falling asleep, they have trouble staying asleep, and they have trouble, getting quality sleep. So there are a lot of different reasons that would be causing this. And certainly right now, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a lot of people to feel anxious and worried about their health, finances, work, school, or whatever is causing them, to have trouble sleeping. So all of these things lead us to feel that we need a good night's sleep. And so basically that's what kind of, results in people thinking they need a sleeping pill. So Safer Meds NL felt that the timing was right now to kind of share some tips and advice on things that people can do to improve their sleep without sleeping pills, recognizing that people, obviously sometimes, immediately think, I need something, in sleeping pills to help me, fall asleep quickly, when that's in fact not the case.
So what are some better options than sleeping pills? What are some of those things people can do?
Yeah, so there's a few different things that people can do. And some of them involve, some different habits that people can change that might be causing them to not sleep as well, and other habits that might promote better sleep. So things like keeping a sleep diary, tracking information about your sleep and help identifying what is helping us sleep or what might be stopping us from sleeping, from getting a good night's sleep, and then bringing that to your pharmacist, doctor, or nurse, and we can kind of work through, some of those barriers and some of those things that are stresses that are preventing us from getting a good night's sleep. There's relaxation techniques that people can do, deep breathing, muscle relaxation, imagery, all good tips to help us deal with the stress and promote a good night's sleep. And other habits like exercising daily, restricting device use, because late at night, that can prevent us from getting a good night's sleep, controlling the environment we sleep in, the lighting, the temperature, and then limiting our caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine consumption, especially close to bedtime. But above all of that, those are things that, tangible things that people can change and can work with their healthcare provider around to see what is, what habits are in fact promoting or preventing them from getting a good night's sleep. There's also a sleep therapy, which is called cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, or CBTI. And this is a technique for treating insomnia or trouble sleeping without medication. And it helps identify and replace thoughts and behaviors that are causing us to have a, you know, worse sleep with habits that are promoting sound quality sleep. And so it kind of helps with that underlying problem as opposed to just, you know, causing us to be drowsy and then fall asleep.
I just wanted to ask you where melatonin kind of falls into the mix here, because, you know, melatonin, you can go to any basically store, any kind of pharmacy, grab it right off the shelf and take off. Does that classify as a sleeping pill, or is that something you'd almost recommend to help you get off sleeping pills?
No, melatonin certainly is, you know, what would we consider a sleeping pill. It is an over-the-counter product that we can, people can buy, and it makes it helps our body sleep. It may be helpful for some shift workers or people with jet lag who can adjust to a new sleep routine. And it may shorten the amount of time it takes us to fall asleep, but only by a very minute amount, about 7 to 12 minutes. So while it is usually well-tolerated, it can have some side effects, including fatigue, headache, dizziness, irritability. And so it's definitely something that we want to speak to our healthcare provider about before we decide to take melatonin. It can interfere with other medications. So it certainly does fall within the realm of sleeping pills. However, it kind of, you know, has the same caveat in that we should always speak to our healthcare providers before we start or stop any medication, including sleeping pills or melatonin.
And Kelda, is a lack of sleep more dangerous than taking the sleeping pills themselves?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a really good question. You know, irregardless of whether or not we're having, you know, getting a good night's sleep, it's causing us to be drowsy, you know, definitely interfering with our concentration, our memories, and, you know, interfering with our quality of life. So, you know, to weigh whether or not it's more dangerous or I think they equally have some danger associated with them, because we're not getting sound sleep and therefore we're not feeling our best and we're not being able to concentrate and focus. And like I said, it interferes with our quality of life. So whether it be a lack of sleep from not sleeping at all, or is it a lack of sleep because we're not getting sound sleep and quality sleep from a sleeping pill, they all have, you know, either or have some harms and associated with them.
Kelda Newport, pharmacist and coordinator of Safer Meds NL, thank you very much for this. It was very informative.
Thank you so much.